Page 115. F. Surfing the waves. Do you dream of riding the big waves? What is the key to surfing? Let's go to Hawaii and find out.
Learning to surf. My name is Bob, and I'm from San Francisco, California. I learned to surf when I was in college, which is quite late. At the time, I was playing in a band, and the drummer in the band was a surfer, and he introduced me to this fantastic sport. I have been hooked on surfing ever since, and I plan my life around it. I have a job where I can sometimes take time off for surfing. In California, there are plenty of places to surf, and around San Francisco, where I live, I often go surfing at Ocean Beach or Pacifica. But one of the best places to surf in the world is, of course, Hawaii. I go surfing there at least once a year, and at this time of year, in October, the big waves are coming in on the North Shore on the island of Oahu. The waves are up to 20 feet high, and I don't normally surf such big waves, but it's awesome to watch those who do. For 3 years, I lived on the North Shore in a town called Halewa and did nothing but surf. It was fantastic. Surfboards, set waves, and safety. If you want to learn how to surf, I would advise you to take a surf lesson or two. That way, you learn the tricks of the trade much quicker. You should start out on a longboard because it's more stable. It's easier to paddle and stand up on. As you progress, you move on to a shorter board, which is more like a skateboard or snowboard. When surfing, you lie on your stomach and paddle with smooth, even strokes. And you head for the place beyond where the waves are breaking. That's called the outside, by the way. There, you wait for the set waves. Waves usually come in groups or sets of 3 to 6 waves, depending on the size and frequency of the waves. When you see a good set, you turn around towards the beach and paddle with them. Then, when you feel yourself moving with the wave, you quickly pop up to a squat position and then stand up straight and try to ride the wave. The feel of riding a wave is quite similar to snowboarding and skateboarding. When you want the board to go left, you lean left and so forth. Waves break differently. There are typically 3 types of breaks: point breaks, reef breaks, and beach breaks. Point breaks usually break in only one direction or another, but not both. Beach breaks will usually break in the center and peel towards the left and right at the same time. And reef breaks are the same as beach breaks, but usually the water is shallower and the wave forms a barrel. As in all sports, there can be injuries, but if you take precautions, you should be okay. Safety rules are something you learn when you take lessons. Normally, being hit by the board or the reef causes most injuries. You must be careful not to hit any bystanders or other people swimming when you go into the sea with your board. The fins underneath the board can cause cuts and bruises. When getting in the water, position the surfboard to your side, as a wave can easily lift the board and hit you. And do pay attention to the small waves, as most surfers are more concerned with the big waves, and very often it's the small waves that cause some of the biggest injuries. In shallow water, do not fall or dive with your head first, as you may hit a rock or the sand at the bottom, which could cause a bad injury. Most surfers are pretty obsessed by the weather and learn to read the ocean, the winds, and the waves. There are different types of waves, the small, crumbly ones and the big ones that form tunnels or barrels. Barrels are for the expert surfers and can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Still, it's awesome to watch surfers ride these waves. Surfing is great exercise, and being outdoors in the water and so close to marine life is a treasure. Often, you'll have dolphins accompany you, and dolphins are natural-born surfers. They'll show you how it's supposed to be done. Bob.
Surfing is an ancient sport originating in Hawaii among the native Hawaiians. But modern surfing, as we know it today, was introduced by the legendary Hawaiian Duke Kahanamoku. He once surfed on a wave that was 1 mile long in order to save 8 fishermen from drowning. At Waikiki Beach, you can see a statue of this famous Hawaiian with his surfboard.